If you could think back about your life, what was the one day in your life when you were the most happy?
I'm not really, because I cannot, like, what say, because there have been so many happy days, like, I'm not able to pinpoint, I cannot pinpoint one day. Actually, basically, like, basically, though I'm financially, like, I don't have that much, I don't have a lot of money, this thing, but basically, I'm happy what I'm doing because I have my small family with me here, so we are all living together, and that's quite. I'm not like I said. There wasn't any time where no, I really became unhappy. I wanted to do this. I didn't have that in my mind and this in my life.
So you have some kids?
Yeah, I have three.
Three
Yeah,
boys or girls?
one son and two daughters.
Okay, and how old are they?
The one is 18 years. One is 18 years. One is 16 years. The other one is 12 years. They are quite grown up now.
And so, do you notice that your kids and other Bhutanese youth of around their age are using a lot of technology now and are using the internet a lot now?
Yes.
They are.
They
And what do
are.
they mainly use it for?
All those some mostly mailing and keeping in touch with their friends. And then my son and daughter, they like the Hi5 website so much. They visit that daily. I can see them visiting, exchanging mails with their friends and this thing. And then my son particularly is very good in computer. He picks up. I have one computer at home, so he's picking up quite fast. Now in some cases he's even better than me.
Wow, you gotta watch out.
He installs everything. Sometimes he installs programs, he games, he plays, and then when he's finished, he uninstalls everything, and then I don't have to help him in that field. So in that case, like comparing with us, not present children are much more advanced in technology than us.
Do you think that technology in Bhutan has had any negative effects, or has it all been positive?
So far, I don't think like we have in like comparing with other countries, like where some we often read in newspapers where some people died because serving internet for 72 hours or something like that. We don't have that kind of problem at present, because at present I think they know their limit. So that like someone is not really into addicted with that one. For example, last night I was watching one TV program. In China, they have a rehabilitation center, people are addicted with the internet, and they just try to bring them and out take up from there. I was just watching one program there, so in one way we are lucky we don't have such problem here at present.
Maybe in the future.
In future, maybe. At present, there is balance. Like they have to study, they know when, because somebody they have to study, and then they can really divide their time at present. At least my children, they can divide their time, so I don't find any problem with them at present.
So people know how to make a good balance.
At present, I don't have any problem with them.
That's great.